And now, any of you women ever had your husband take it out on you when it wasn't your problem? Hey, if you're alive and well, yes, you've done that. We've all done that. But what does God tell us to do if you're the wife and your husband's all blowed out? You're to have that, be the hidden woman of the heart, which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, great price. Do you want to please your king? So when your husband's chewing you out and fussing, you just have that nice, quiet, gentle spirit and say, yes, dear. Is that a little hard to do? Oh, yeah. But is that what God told us to do? I mean, who said this? The Lord did. Of course, the Lord. He's the one that gives us instructions to live by. Now, are His instructions easy? No, they're really not, because we got too much flesh involved. Now then, if you just been in the Word 2 or 3 hours just before your husband got home, and you just read that once or twice, it would have been no problem just to look him right in the eye and say, yes, dear, no problem. Because the Spirit of God would be in you. Is that right, Lisa? Sure. Okay, let's go on down to verse 5 and 6 now. Let's see what the Lord says here. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women, are you a holy woman? You're supposed to be. The holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And I've asked a lot of women, when's the last time that when your husband got all blowed out at you and he's screaming and hollering and you walk up to him, look in the eye and say, I really do love you, my Lord. And you do it. I mean, is that, why isn't that, girls? Is that what God told you to do? Now, is that really what God told you to do? Did He really tell you to obey your husband, even calling him Lord? Now then, God's got to have a problem here, right? Are we supposed to be children that walks in love? If we're children that walk in love, we'll obey the king, won't we? Now then, when somebody says, but I'm a child of God, or since we're talking about women, I'm a woman and I'm a child of God, but my husband better not ever come and ask me to call him Lord, because if he thinks I'm going to call him Lord, he's got another thing coming. I've had women tell me that. I have literally had women tell me that. I said, ma'am, do you know you're in direct rebellion to God? She said, I am not in rebellion to God. I said, you know, have you ever read in the scripture where God says that's a kind of woman he loves, a wife that has got a quiet, gentle, meek spirit, and when her husband gets all blown away, she says, I will obey you even though you're not doing things right, and I will even look you in the eye and call you Lord. Now, the first time Cheryl got upset with me, and after she learned this, she did it kind of like this. Okay, I'm going to submit to you, Lord. I don't think that really pleased God that day. She do it too, see. But at least she was trying. But she's getting much better. I will have to say that. But we're both working on it, aren't we, honey? We're both working on walking in that gentle, meek, quiet spirit, because who's writing this book? This book is God's Word, isn't it? This book is God's Word. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. In other words, a woman that will love her husband like this, you know what happens whenever the man comes in and he's had this bad day and he's just a basket case of nerves, and his wife says something and he hollers at her. When she walks over and puts her arm around and said, you must have had a bad day at work today, honey. I want to tell you how much I love you, and you're my Lord. And what would you like for dinner tonight? I'm going to fix you your favorite dinner. I mean, if you do that to him, what do you think is going to happen to him? Oh, of course, he's going to calm down, isn't he, Scott? He's going to calm down. He's going to do what, brother? I didn't hear that. Oh, dive hard today. No. We don't want none of that nonsense. Now then, let's just take it. Who is it that's writing this book, guys? Is this God? Now, is he telling the ladies, our wives, what to do? And who's the boss of the church? Oh, God? Oh, he really is, huh? He really is boss? Well, why don't we let him be boss? Why don't we obey him when he says, do you know that if we obey him, you know, he says, if we meditate on this book day and night, and we learn what he likes. He says, then, we didn't finish reading the rest of Joshua 1:8 a while ago. He said, if you meditate on the book day and night, then it will bring great prosperity to your life and success to your whole life. Now then, why do you think some people is blessed with prosperity and health and some are not? Because they don't read the book. They don't know what he says. And so if they don't know, they disobey. And when you disobey, God clearly says in his word, if you disobey me, I will curse you. I mean, he says that. I will curse you with a curse, you and your children. That's what's scary to me. When I got a hold of that my children could be made sick because of my sin, boy, I mean, that straightened me up. I wanted to walk holy before God because I don't want any of my children or grandchildren to be sick because of my sin. But yet this book says it can happen. So it really straightened Dad and Granddad and up. But he says, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are. Now let's see what 7 and 8 says. Likewise, now guys, it's our turn. Somebody says, why don't we stop right there? Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them or your wife according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Now then, when you take a man that's a man of God and he's not honoring his wife and loving her like Christ loved the church, the king just says, I won't answer your prayer. I won't listen to you. And there's a lot of men today that have lots of men that are Christians that are in church that cannot get a prayer answered under no conditions. And this is what I find wrong with them. Have you been married before? Yes, twice before. Sometimes three times before. I said, well, when you divorced your other wife or wives, I said, did you repent to God for heaping acts of cruelty upon her? No, I've never done that. I said, well, God says when you divorce your wife, you're treating her as you're heaping acts of cruelty upon your wife. And God says, I hate divorce. So when you do that and never repent for it, I said, God cuts you off to answering your prayer. I said, so what you need to do is say, Lord, I'm so sorry that I divorced the first wife or the first two or three or whatever you might have divorced. Now then, I'm married to another woman, but Lord, I didn't realize the importance of walking in love with her and loving her like Christ loved the church. If I had have known this, I would have done this with my first one. But since I didn't know it, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for divorcing my first wife and all those acts of cruelty that I heaped upon her. I ask you to forgive me for that. Now, whenever the man asks for forgiveness, will God forgive him? That's what he says. So then he says, Lord, I'm so sorry that I divorced my second wife or third, whatever it is. Now, I've known some men been married half a dozen times. Some guy the other day had been married, 10 times? That one man we were talking about the other day, 10 times this guy had been married. The movie star that died, Coney Curtis, how many times have he been married? Oh, six times. He'd been, I would be willing to venture that the man had never asked God to forgive him for divorcing any one of those six women. Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. So when a man has done that, then his prayers cannot be answered. You know, just think. He says right there, you're as being heirs together of the grace of life. In other words, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them or your wives according to knowledge. In other words, if you don't know anything about what makes a woman tick, if you're a husband, you need to learn. You know, there is things they like that's different. Why does a wife always give you a birthday card? She wants a birthday card. You know, I don't care if I ever get another birthday card. He's kind of hitting his wife on the shoulder like, him and his wife must be just like mine and my wife. My wife always gets me a birthday card. Why? Because she wants one. Is that right, young lady? Yeah. See? So live or dwell with them according to knowledge. If that girl gives you a birthday card, you better write that down in the book. You better know that that girl's giving you a birthday card because she loves you and she wants one in return when her birthday comes. And she probably wants a little something besides just a card. That's the way girls are, right? In other words, me as a man, I could care less if I ever got another birthday card. It wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. But don't you forget your wife's anniversary or birthday card. I mean, when the anniversary comes, my wife, this is the way Cheryl tells me. She said, well, it's my anniversary. You're going to take me to dinner tonight? My anniversary. I said, well, how about me? And she said, well, I don't care about you. I just want to go. No, she didn't say, I'm sorry. But she does say, my birthday, my anniversary. She wants to make sure I don't forget. So she usually tells me, she starts... On her birthday, she usually starts about 4 months early. You know, I got a birthday in November. In November, I got a birthday, but it starts in July, June or July. Yeah, she wants to make sure I don't forget her birthday. And I said, why do you tell me so many times? She said, because you're forgetful, and I just want to make sure you don't forget. Well, that's kind of the way us guys are. But there's a lot of men that have not loved their wife like Christ loved the church, that when that psalm, scripture Dave read a while ago, I think it was in Psalms, when it said, God hears my prayer and answers them. I read that email myself that this guy wrote. It's amazing how this works. A guy said, I came to your teaching, I think it was in Hobbs, wasn't it, Dave, or wherever he was, said, I came to your teaching in Hobbs, and Dave Rosenfeld prayed for me, and my pain went away that night, and I got healed of everything. So he said, I need to talk to him again. See, now, it's amazing in this ministry, whoever you call and you get, if God answers their prayer, I mean, if it's Rosemary and you've called and she prayed a prayer and God answered that, next time they call, who are they asking for? Rosemary. Lord, I want to talk to Rosemary. Well, how about the pastor? No, I don't want to talk. I want to talk to that girl who got my prayer answered. Or just like Dave, I want to talk to Dave. I don't want to talk to the pastor. I want to talk to Dave. He prayed and God answered his prayer. Now then, that says something about God and about Dave when it says, if you're not loving your wife, God won't answer your prayer. But if God's answering his prayers, what does that say between him and his wife? He's loving the girl. Ooh, he's loving the girl. Praise the Lord.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, As He Thinks in His Heart, So Is He, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.